The good and bad habits of smart people. Follow in the footsteps of some of the world's smartest people. Just make sure you only pick up their good habits. Have you ever tested your IQ? The intelligence quotient is an indicator of an individual's mental abilities relative to others of approximately the same age. The average IQ is around 100, whereas the average genius's IQ is 140 points or higher. Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, and Ben Franklin's intelligence quotients are considered to be of extraordinary levels at 160, with Beethoven's at an astonishing 165. What do high IQ individuals have in common? They are persistent. For example, Albert Einstein didn't speak until he was 4 years old. Bill Gates' first business was a complete failure. Thomas Edison failed over 1,000 times before he created the first light bulb. And Benjamin Franklin dropped out of school at the age of 10. They set goals. Those who set clearly defined goals and share their goals with their friends are 76% more likely to accomplish them. They are avid readers. By reading just 15 minutes a day, you'll digest more than 1 million words every year. They are self-disciplined and they think about thinking. Practicing metacognition increases self-awareness of one's own knowledge. Nobody's perfect, not even those with a genius-level IQ. According to studies, there also tends to be certain negative behaviors exhibited by some of the most intelligent people. They tend to drink and use drugs. Studies show that children with IQs greater than 125 are more likely to binge drink as adults. Research shows that boys who scored greater than 107 on their IQ test were twice as likely, and girls three times as likely to use drugs on a regular basis as the average adult. They are night owls and have anxiety. Studies have shown that the higher the IQ, the later the bedtime, and the greater the incidence of generalized anxiety disorder. While extreme intelligence has some negative associations, exhibiting these traits won't make you smarter.